This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Thank you so much for listening. Louisiana imprisons more people per capita than any other state in the country. The Pelican State is also home to the nation's biggest prison, the Louisiana State Penitentiary, also known as Angola. But the anticipated release of one Angola inmate will not happen today. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit has ruled to delay the release of Albert Woodfox, who spent the last 43 years of his life in Angola, most of them in a 55-square-foot cell, all alone. The circuit court's decision to extend the stay is supported by Louisiana Attorney General Buddy Caldwell, who asked for the delay after a federal district court ordered that Woodfox be released earlier this week. Now, Woodfox's original conviction was for armed robbery, but once inside Angola, he was convicted of stabbing and murdering a prison guard in 1972. He's been in solitary confinement ever since, claiming his innocence all along. He was tried and convicted of the guard's murder twice, but both convictions were thrown out by higher courts. Wilbert Rito spent 44 years in prison, most of them in Angola. Today, he's the author of the memoir In the Place of Justice. And I spoke with him earlier today before the news of Woodfox's stay was announced. Rito first wrote about Woodfox for Angola's award-winning prison newspaper.
Actually, as editor of the prison magazine, I had heard about Woodfox, and I requested a listing of all the people in the prison who had been locked up, in fact, in the state of Louisiana, who had been confined in a cell for over 15 years. And they sent me a list, and there were five who were over 20 years. And Woodfox was one of them, as was his co-defendant, Herman Wallace, and a third person. And what I did is I didn't actually write about him. I sent a reporter and a photographer over to the CCR building to photograph him and interview him. And we ran a feature on him. And it was a rather pleasant experience. Nowadays, it's difficult to even get a whisper into him. You know, they're so tight and uncooperative.
You're talking about the famous case of the Angola Three, which people can look up and read about. It's fascinating and heartbreaking in a lot of ways. Wilbert Rito, you spent 12 and a half years in solitary yourself.
I did.
So you've got a great deal of experience and, I imagine, empathy for Albert Woodfox. Can you give us a sense of what he might be facing emotionally at this point after so much time in solitary and the prospect of finally being released here?
Well, it's difficult for anyone who's been confined a very long period of time. And in this instance, you're talking about Woodfox. He was confined for, what we're talking about, over four decades, the same as I was. His was in a cell. Mine was, you know, just the first 12 were in a cell. But he spent, you have to understand, he spent his time in a cell in as productive a way as possible. He read exhaustively, educated himself, and chances are he could probably discuss political issues and the world's problems better than most people in this country. He's very well read, and he's improved his mind. The problem he would have, as most people would have, even I had, is that you get out of prison and there's no support. I mean, you know, I got out of prison. I didn't have a dime to my name, no job, no anything. Contrary to that, if he gets out, he has a support system, something that even the judge noted in his order to release him, is that there's a support system to give him, to take care of him and get him medical care, which he is in dire need of because he hasn't received any medical treatment and he's an ill man.
And as you say, we're going to hear today about whether or not he gets out, and it's the subject of years and years of legal wrangling. Let me read a statement from the Louisiana Attorney General, Buddy Caldwell. His office issued this statement upon the issuance of the district court decision to let Albert Woodfox out. He says, with this order, the court would see fit to set free a twice-convicted murderer who is awaiting trial again for the brutal slaying of a corrections officer named Brent Miller. This order arbitrarily sets aside jury decisions, gives a free pass to a murderer based on faulty procedural issues. Our office is seeking an emergency stay from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit to make sure this murderer stays in prison and is held fully accountable for his actions. Mr. Rito, the legal wrangling aside, one thing that Albert Fox might be facing here is this prospect of going from you know, an 11 by 5 box for 23 hours a day, or at least that's what I assume, to a wide open world. And despite the health of his mind, if not the health of his body, that's got to be an emotional situation that's unimaginable for the vast majority of us.
Will be, but understand, when I emerged from my 12 and a half years in solitary in a cell, I was placed in general population in the bloodiest prison in the United States. I functioned fine, you know? He will too. And everybody talks about how bad, how destructive a force that solitary is on human beings, and I'll grant you, it's the cruelest thing you will ever do to another human being. But the fact is, the effect of the experience is like every other human experience. It has to do with the individual, and it affects individuals differently. Some individuals are crushed totally by the experience, like Kalief Browder up at Rikers Island. He committed suicide because he couldn't overcome, come to terms with the experience. But I didn't, and most guys don't. They manage. And I have no doubt that Wood Fox would do well in society once he gets past his medical needs. He'll be a productive and law-abiding citizen, just as I've been for the past 10 years.
We should find out later today whether Albert Wood Fox, who's been in Angola prison for 43 years, will finally be released per a judge's order after two trials for the murder of a prison guard and a third trial potentially on the way. Wilbert Rito, who spent 44 years in Angola himself and has written or at least edited newspaper articles about Albert Wood Fox, has joined us. Wilbert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.